Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I am the producer, Jack, and I'm glad to be here. If you'd like more shows on a weekly basis, we've got you covered. Go on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member. You'll have access to all of the members' episodes, including this one today, and the hundreds of extra members' episodes that we've had put out over the past several years, including overtime episodes and any other behind-the-scenes footage and anything else that's on the app and on our website. So all of that for you as a member, if you go to theconfessionalspodcast.com and hit the join button today. Also, if you'd like some Merc merch, some confessional street swag, stuff that you can wear out in public, stuff we all get, according to Michael Scott, you can go ahead and find that at mercmerch.com. We have t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and we're working, like I've said before, on revamping that entire store. So keep an eye out for that, and we'll let you know as well. Also, if you want some extra content for your visual pleasure, go ahead and check it out at MerkleFilms.com. We have documentaries, docuseries, The Meadow Project, Sasquatch and the Missing Man, Bigfoot Journey to Belief, all these different things and more that are going to be coming down the pike. We have all of that at MerkleFilms.com. And I think this will probably be your last chance to get tickets in person or for streaming purposes for the Prophecy Conference, the Big Picture Prophecy Conference, where Tony's going to be speaking on Friday night. And they have Alan DiDio, Joseph Z, Larry Ragland, Sandy Ragland, and Paul Begley all going to be speaking at the Big Picture Prophecy Conference. So if you'd like to get some tickets to stream or to see in person, if there are any left for in-person viewing, you'll be able to see online. That'll be at prophecyconference26.com. You can go ahead and check it all out there. And I definitely, definitely recommend at least getting the streaming just so you can see what's being talked about. It's going to be incredible. And now that the business is out of the way, let's get to today's episode. So we had some technical issues in the recording process of this episode. While Tony and Jade were trying to record, there were issues with the video, there were issues with the audio, and eventually they got at least some audio recorded. So this isn't even the whole conversation that they had. They just were finally able to get recording of the audio only. So if you're a video watcher of this episode, you're not going to see the typical, back and forth between Tony and the guest. We're going to be overlaying some videos and images just to make sure that you guys have something interesting to look at. But doesn't mean just because there were some technical issues that this wasn't an incredible episode. Jade takes us on a wild journey, a conversation that blurs the line between reality and something far darker, from visions of another realm to spiritual warfare happening all around us and the sense that something massive is coming. This was a deep conversation for as short as it was, and with all the technical issues, Jade comes on to share the encounters that he's had since childhood, of being shown things he can't fully explain, but he can't ignore either. From what he calls the other place, to unseen battles affecting people in this world, to warnings about deception, technology, and what may lie ahead, this conversation is going to challenge everything you think and understand about reality. So without further ado, let's get to Jade right now.
Our little AI slave will be gone.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with this war and everything, but I just got a sense that I think what's happening right now is we're going through a really big birth pain. I don't know if this is actually the end, but just something that everybody kind of gets startled by and realizes that the end is coming. For people like me, it's a good opportunity for evangelism, because people are aware of their mortality right now. But I don't know if this is the end, but I do think that this is at least the beginning of the great deception. There's a lot of ways.
That's what I feel too. I feel like timelines are funny in the way that it can look like something is years off, and one little change can expedite a timeline by, exponentially. But the way things look now, if they were to, let's say they were to drop a missile on the Dome of the Rock now, which is the location where the new temple will have to be built. Let's say that happens today. The temple has to be built using certain tools. And from what I've seen and read, it would take X amount of years for the temple to be built the way that the biblical outlines give them guidance for. So it's not like it would be an overnight thing that the third temple would be built. There's time, that would have to go by, and there's things that would have to develop. And it says in the word that the man of perdition will be revealed in that third temple. So, it does appear that at the very least there's some years here that we're looking at, that I believe, just from the dreams and stuff the Lord has shown me, evangelism is definitely going to play a role. And I don't think it's going to get much easier for Christianity. There's a movement right now to absorb Christianity. Dude, there are so many parallels between what's going on now and what happened at the fall of Rome. Mm. So many parallels with the absorption of religion and wanting to make it this coexist movement that is happening right now, and a perversion of Christianity. It's a much deeper conversation, but
no, I think you're right, and I think there's gonna be a lot of people who are claiming to be Christians who are gonna have a really hard time comprehending what they're experiencing as time moves forward.
Right.
I also heard rumors that they have the third temple already prefabbed and ready to go, where that it's basically already made in chunks and they can erect it pretty mm-hmm. quickly. I don't know if that's
true.
I've heard that too.
If that were true, we're a lot closer in our timeline.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife a couple of years ago, so the Lord had given me a dream, and he showed me two timelines before this last election cycle. The Lord, ever since I was, I'm going to jump around here, but ever since that my initial experience with him around eight or so years old, I started having these supernatural experiences and dreams. I called them flashes. I didn't know they were visions. My parents are not in any way, shape, or form religious people. and the church we were going to didn't know what to do with this kid who had spiritual gifting, whose parents were drug addicts and alcoholics and were really rough. The church, there was no, like, the world of the recovery community didn't really exist. There was AA, there was NA, you know, there was stuff like that. But the church as a whole at that time, you know, was this the mid 90s, 95, 96? You know, there wasn't the churches didn't want to handle drug addicts. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I start presenting spiritual giftedness and they have no idea what to do with it. And anyway, I started having these flashes. I call them flashes. What else do you call a vision when you're 8 years old, 9 years old? You're seeing stuff that God's showing you. But he would sort of show me timelines. And I can kind of explain that if you want me to, and what that looks like and different aspects of it. But the timeline he showed me for this last election cycle was if one person was to be elected within the first year, the timeline would be exponentially, it would be increased. The time would start to move really, really fast toward the end. But that if Trump took office, that by his second year, that we would have like a window of just kind of a buffering that he would give us, Christianity as a whole. And then in his second term, things would start to escalate and exponentially increase toward the end. And so it's funny because March marks the very end of his first year. And, you know, and here we are at war in Iran. And so I think that, you know, of course, the timelines that he shows me are all, you know, they are all based upon choices of people. So when he shows me timelines, these timelines are they're never definitive. They're never locked in, but the Lord knows all of them. He knows all the choices and all the branches of time, like the veins in a leaf, you know what I mean? And because God is God and he can redeem the time, you know, it also means for me as a person, as a human being, that I can be on the wrong path and in the wrong timeline. And the moment that I decide to turn my heart toward him, he can redeem me. Redeem that time and put me on a timeline that I shouldn't be on and change things for me. But I do believe things are going to start to get worse. I think that there's going to be some big moves toward a global government with AI when the Golden Dome is complete and the AI reaches a certain point, they will have to go to digital currency,
yeah,
which changes everything dynamically. It changes everything. Digital currency will completely change the landscape of our economy. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade, essentially, without using this form or this method. And we're also seeing a parallel in markets where there's a lot of money being dumped in AI, but there's also simultaneously a lot of money being dumped into biotech. And not just wearables and things like that. I mean, we see one of the world's wealthiest men, Elon Musk, and his technology and the things he's developing with the Neuralink system and his Starlink system. All of this plays a role, I believe.
I agree, man. I absolutely agree. I think Elon Musk is probably, I don't know, like he's from South Africa and I've been hearing some things.
I don't want to say he's the Antichrist, but I think he may be he's the forerunner, just as John the Baptist was the forerunner.
Hmm.
That's my personal thought on it.
Maybe. He's
making a way, preparing a way.
He's definitely preparing a way. I don't think he's a good guy. I don't think he's a good or a bad guy for everybody. I think he's just I'm in it for me guy, and I'm going to do what's best for me at this moment. And so today he might be an ally, tomorrow he'll be a foe. So let me ask you about some of this stuff, on your end of things. A couple of things that kind of popped out to me in the email is the idea of the traveling between realms, essentially, the interactions that you had with what you described as dog men, and also the idea that there are things here that are there, but there are things there that are not here. I guess like objects or yeah. or buildings or something. I'm not like
structures.
Yep. Structures. So when it comes to when it comes to that whole stuff, would you call that second heaven? Where would you say you're going in these places?
Thought about the term. I think I'm losing you.
Of course you are.
I can do a quick refresh. Oh, no, we're back. Okay. So I think that it's funny because I didn't really think about the term second heaven. That's actually something I've heard in the last year or so. And then I heard it mentioned on one of your episodes. And I'm like, that fits so perfectly. I was a kid when I was experiencing this stuff with no understanding. So I assign names to these things.
Hmm.
So I always called it the other place. I was in the other place because I didn't have any other explanation for it. It is very much like this place. When I'm in a geographical location on the other side, sometimes it's in locations that I'm familiar with, and I will, the houses that are there, even the cars that are parked outside, most of the architecture and all of it's still there. The people aren't there. But it doesn't mean that there's not people there, because I encounter people that seem to be interacting with that other dimension, most of them Christians, but they don't realize, they don't have any understanding that they're in this. They don't see what I'm seeing, and they're interacting with things that they don't seem to perceive. And like,
well, you're saying you're interacting with other Christians there?
So I see other people there. The Lord will, and see, a lot of this, I believe I'm being guided through by the Spirit. So it's not like that I don't have any official training. I'm not going out and seeking this through some sort of witchcraft or magic. I'm just having these experiences because I believe the Lord is using it to teach me and to show me things for an expected end, for a purpose. And so when I'm having these interactions, I'm not 100% sure if what I'm seeing is because he's wanting to teach me something or if I'm actually engaging with the actual person themselves. I say that because the environment and what happens to these people and what goes on around these people and the entities that engage these people, they don't seem to really be aware of quite like I am. And when I tried to talk to them early on in my first experiences, I tried to speak to them. I tried to get them to look at me, and they would kind of look at me, but they wouldn't register recognition. And they would go about this like they had this preset series of actions that they were almost like a robot or a zombie or something. And they were interacting with each other. They were laughing and talking or whatever, like they were in this context and they were in this structure, in this building, in this other place, but for some reason, I really couldn't interact with them in that other place in a way that was super tangible. And I couldn't seem to stop what the dogmen would do to them. And it wasn't just dogmen. He showed me different entities and how they operated on that other side and who they were doing it to.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.